This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. Richardson native Maryam Muhana fell in love with a man from Gaza City. Last month, she traveled there to marry him. A week after their wedding, bombs destroyed parts of the city, killing four of her relatives. In this latest conflict, more than 1,100 people have been killed. In the first of two interviews from the opposite sides of the Israel-Palestine conflict, the young Texan talks with KERA. Maryam Muhana, thanks for taking the time to speak to me from Gaza City.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
You were born in North Carolina but raised in Richardson. You're 24, studied biology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and now you're living in a war zone.
We left Dallas on June 1st, and it took us 2 weeks to actually get into Gaza because the border between Egypt and Gaza was closed. And in that time, I had a week to plan my wedding. And then a week after the wedding, the war erupted.
In the latest violence, your cousin Mohammed was killed, and the Sunday before, your cousin Samar al-Halak was killed, as well as her two boys, Keenan and Saji. And she was days from delivering her third child.
A missile hit their flat in an apartment building in the middle of Gaza City. Samar was just a few years older than I am, and she had a great life ahead of her. She had so much potential. It's devastating. It's devastating to know that just innocents are in the middle of all of this.
Your parents weren't allowed to return to the U.S. from Gaza immediately because it was too dangerous to be on the roads. They're back home in Richardson now.
I didn't get to say goodbye. I stood out the window and I waved, and that's it. I could not even walk down the stairs to the front of the apartment building to get out and hug my mom. You just can't. It's difficult, and the reality of the situation is you want to stay safe. You do all you can to stay safe.
Maryam, you witnessed the leveling of the police station across from you.
I have never felt such horror. All I could see was red flames coming towards me, what I thought were towards me, through the window. I was instantly in a fetal position on the ground, screaming, wailing, and crying. I wouldn't want anyone to go through this. I had to go through it for me to feel for the people of Gaza.
What was your life like in Richardson?
That is where I grew up, and quite frankly, we never heard a gunshot. You went to school, you came home, you went to college, you came home. I got to do what I wanted to do. I could drive and do as I pleased without the worry of being hit by an air drone or an F-16 missile. I don't think any human being can be aware of what's going on and not want to find a solution.
Do you want to come home?
I always said that Texas was home and I'd always want to come back. Now I feel that it would be unfair for me to leave Gaza, a place where people don't have the choice to leave. I feel it would be very selfish and very spoiled of me to just pack up when the going gets hard and to just leave and leave a whole bunch of people behind that don't have an escape the way I do.
Maryam Muhana, speaking to us from Gaza City. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.